When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so the coin we are covering today is the Voyager token, or the VGX token, which has taken an absolute beating along with Voyager's stock ever since the news came out that they were on the hook for a roughly $700 million loan to Three Arrows Capital that looks like will not be paid back anytime soon. But luckily for us, our Lord and Savior, SBF, Sam Bankman-Fried, crypto's literal Bankman, has swooped in like Warren Buffett to bail out Voyager. Now, yes, the terms of the deal are horrible, just totally horrendous, and Voyager could still tank from here and blow up completely. But if that happens, SBF and Alameda will likely absorb Voyager and the VGX token and the community into FTX, because Sam is not in the business of screwing the retail trader by any means, especially in times like these. He needs crypto to survive and be trusted, so he doesn't want a major blow up that, or another major blow up that could risk the entire system coming apart. Similar to Warren bailing out Goldman, because, you know, the theory is if they go down, we're all fucked anyway, so we might as well go down together. Now, Celsius is a whole other beast. If JP Morgan bails them out, I don't know what that would look like or how that would play out, but one exchange shitcoin at a time, people. But one thing I do know from the previous cycles, a lot of these picks and shovel type coins don't die, and they tend to survive or outperform a lot better than your ABC shitcoin, dragon chain, poet coin, whatever, picks and shovels being exchange coins for this era. And with VGX sitting at 36 cents and a fully diluted market cap of $102 million, you know, it's worth taking a look at. Obviously not financial advice. Nothing I say is financial advice. Do your own research, yada, yada. I for the first time ever today, invested in VGX, and it's less than 1% of my entire portfolio. I've never used Voyager, probably never will, but in distressed times, finding the distressed assets in overly distressed environments can be a hugely asymmetric opportunity or just completely degen. But, you know, at least that's the theory. And if Voyager survives, it's almost certainly never getting back to its all-time high of $12.54. But could it get back to $5.20 where it was just 6 months ago? Hell no, you degen. Stop thinking like that. But it could vastly outperform the rest of the market. And that's, you know, where we're putting our focus right now. And, you know, because, yeah, the last cycle, I traded all my shit coins on Binance, which if you guys were around the last cycle, that's probably what you did as well. And they had some weird tokenomics scheme where you hold like a couple hundred Binance coin or BNB coin on the exchange, you get free trading, and it was great, and everybody loved it. And then the whole thing fell apart. The 2018 crash, everybody gave up, including myself, for like a year or so, where I was just like, screw this. I lost my Binance password. It was just like, it's whatever. It's too much work to even get on there to sell whatever this crap BNB coin is. And then I wake up like 2 years later, I'm like, ah, crap, I need to find that, password or recover my password for Binance just to see if any of those weird, you know, storage or dragon chains or whatever, all the other shit coins that I had were worth anything. And to my surprise, I had $47,000 worth of this BNB coin, in which I remember, oh my gosh, yeah, that's right. They had that thing. I had to hold BNB and just got lucky, and nothing else was worth anything. My storage coins were worth like $150. That was the most of anything else. Dragon Chain was worth like 4 cents. All, you know, I had like 100 coins. None of them were worth more than $1 or $2, but I had $47,000 worth of Binance coin, which, you know, I think, you know, Binance is not comparable to Voyager. Binance is like, you know, an 8 million pound gorilla, but, you know, it is an exchange that was thriving in the previous cycle, along with KuCoin that's still here, along with Coinbase. Now, not that Coinbase has a coin. Well, they have a stock, but whatever. You know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I would say, you know, especially in these weird times, investing in the KuCoins, the crypto.coms, is not like the dumbest thing in the world. Probably investing in, you know, the third best render coin or whatever that pumped, you know, 6 months ago is probably not the best idea. But you don't know. But anyway, that's my take. Voyager token, that's what I'm buying today. not financial advice, not telling you to go buy Voyager token, because it is a total shitstorm right now. But yeah, if you guys could go check out Trader Main, his YouTube channel. He's like the best TA guy, I think, on Twitter and on YouTube. He absolutely eviscerated my channel the other day in a fun way. Friend of the channel, great guy, hilarious guy. But like and subscribe to this video if you're watching on YouTube, because he absolutely just roasted me and how many followers and how many views we have on the YouTube. But yeah, if you could do anything there to help, that would be fantastic. And go follow him on Twitter, because he's got the best TA analysis out there. He's just a really cool guy. But anyway, yeah, hit the like and subscribe here if you guys are buying Voyager token right now in this huge dump at 36 cents. It's so funny because it was, I think it was like $1.50 just like maybe 2 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago. And that seemed low at the time. But anyway, yeah, I'm just rambling at this point on a Saturday. Hope everyone's having a good Saturday out there. Go check out the BlockFi card if you guys haven't gotten that yet. I love that thing. I'm going to get my oil change today, which is like way overdue, and you get 8% back in addition to the 1.5% back in Bitcoin if you use your BlockFi card at Midas. So just, there's so many like benefits to that card. And I just basically just, you know, stack my Satoshis all month long with the BlockFi card and then just throw it in my wallet at the end of the month. But really cool, really, really great working with them. Glad that they're sticking with me even in the bear market here. But anyway, completely rambling. VGX token is the coin we're covering today. I will be back tomorrow, hopefully with another coin analysis for y'all. Bye-bye.